All right, so you did the hauling business. Mm-hmm. Tell us then how you got into this airplane business.
I was always a pilot. I wanted an airplane, and I made good money when I was trucking. I made more than a lot of bank presidents made. I bought an airplane. I didn't have it a week until somebody offered me considerably more than I paid for it.
And sold it.
Well, I think there ought to be a law that if you buy something and a fellow offers you 10% profits, you must sell it. Well, it makes sense, doesn't it?
It does.
That's what makes the country work.
Exactly. So you sold that plane and
bought
then
another. And then I bought another and I bought another. And I got to bidding on these military and civilian. This was the heyday of airplanes in the 60s and 70s. They don't even build airplanes no more. They really don't. Back then, it was damn near as big as a car business. You know, Cessna was the biggest aircraft manufacturer in the world. And they had about 200 dealers. They had probably 100 repossessions a month or more. And they put out a list, but only their dealers were allowed to bid on this list. That kind of gave them an advantage, except that I was the biggest dealer in the world. I got so big, you know, I really got big fast. Because we bought the airplanes. Most dealers would broker an airplane. They would sell your airplane for you. You'd call them. They'd call me within 10 minutes. I had them a cash offer. And within 24 hours, I could have a pilot on their ramp with a cashier's check to pick up the airplane. Took me almost 24 hours to do what we call a title search. You got to be sure you're getting clear title to an airplane.
Right, but you weren't a Cessna dealer.
No, I was not a Cessna dealer, but because I was so big and they were trying to get all the money they could for the repos. In fact, if a company repos an airplane and sells it for less than what it would have brought, they can be sued.
Really?
Sure, because what if a bank repossesses a car and sells it for half of what it's worth?
Understood, right.
That's why they wanted me on that bid list.
And you were here in Bixby. What airport did you use?
I used Riverside Airport, and we got to where we were Riverside Airport, doggone near it.
Also known as Jones Airport.
Jones Airport.
Right. So that was your airport.
That was my airport, and then it got so big they asked me to move.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because we were really a problem for them. And I bought the Haskell Airport. The Haskell Airport is a privately owned airport. It had 300 acres, so I could keep as many airplanes as I needed down there.
Man, you have a touch of gold, don't you? The Midas touch.
I'm not sure about that.
But we haven't finished with the airplane business yet because that just grew and grew.
It grew and grew and grew. A minute ago, I said, every man would like to make $1 million in a year. Well, I did in the airplane business.